This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling alliance unveil government's common minimum programs. Government to ensure cost-free anti-COVID-19 vaccines to all citizens by mid-April. Health Ministry confirms 55 corona-related deaths today, the highest figure since 20th of June. And 32nd Summer Olympics concludes in Tokyo. US leads medal tally with 113 medals, including 39 golds. Now the news in detail. The government has unveiled its common minimum programs today. Prime Minister Sir Bahadurdeva, CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, People's Socialist Party's Federal Council Chair Dr. Baburam Bhattarai, People's Socialist Party Chair Upendra Yadav and Rashtriya Janamorcha Chair Chitra Bahadur Kesi jointly made the government's common minimum programs public amidst a function at Singhadarbar today. Nepali Congress General Secretary and Common Minimum Program Tax Force Coordinator Purna Bahadur Khadka presented the program at the event. He said the government would take special initiatives to ensure cost-free vaccination to all Nepalese by the end of mid-April next year. The government program includes taking special initiatives for manufacturing corona vaccines in Nepal itself and leading diplomatic efforts to resolve the border disputes with India at Lipu Lik and Limpiadhura. The coalition partners have also agreed to probe into the irregularities while procuring medical supplies and take initiatives to ensure voting rights of Nepalese abroad in the upcoming election. Furthermore, the ruling alliance has agreed to unveil the report of Lal Commission and make constitutional bodies like the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority and National Vigilance Centre more effective. The government has aimed at making hassle-free service delivery, leading rapid economic development and expanding development of hydropower, tourism, education and agriculture. The programs also include the agenda of providing land to landless squatters, implementing scientific land use policy and creating job opportunities. The ruling parties also agreed to implement constitution, strengthening federalism and ensure equitable development in all sectors. Likewise, the common programs include the task of completing remaining works of peace process, saving people's lives from COVID-19, providing relief packages to pandemic hit businesses and victims of natural calamities. Lord Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki, on behalf of Prime Minister Sir Bahadurdeva, presented the fiscal report of Nepal government for last fiscal year in the National Assembly today. Minister Karki also presented Security Press Related Bill 2077 Bikram Samat in the National Assembly on behalf of Prime Minister Deva. Likewise, the Upper House unanimously accepted the proposals for discussion on the Public Service Commission Bill 2075 Bikram Samat presented by Minister Karki and the Electricity Bill 2077 Bikram Samat presented by Energy Minister Pompa Bhushal. Earlier, speaking at the National Assembly meeting, parliamentarians demanded the government contain COVID-19, ensure children's access to education, and bring long-term programs to address impacts of natural calamities. The parliamentarians also stressed the need for managing effective vaccination against the COVID-19. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar says the government has been preparing to add a border outpost to make the total number of border outposts 500. Addressing the convocation ceremony of Assistant Sub-Inspector Training at Armed Police Post Training Academy in Mata Tirtha today, Home Minister Khan said there are 226 border outposts and now the government would make the number of border outposts 500 for the security and management of the border. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन।
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त?
किन थाहा नहुनु, यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ। तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Additional 300,000 doses of AstraZeneca vaccine provided by the government of Japan arrived in Kathmandu today. Secretary at the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Roshan Pokhrel, received 500,000 doses of vaccine. The remaining doses of the vaccine will arrive Nepal after a week. The COVID-19 vaccines received from Japan would be administered to those citizens who have already got the first dose of Covishield. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 2,548 new cases of COVID-19 today. Likewise, 2,029 corona patients recovered from the infection in the last 24 hours. The ministry has also recorded additional 55 corona-related deaths, taking the death toll to 10,093 as of today. Nepal has now 35,485 active corona cases across the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now to some international updates. The Taliban has captured the city of Kunduz, the third provincial capital it has taken over in the last 3 days in Afghanistan. Releasing a statement today, the Taliban said it had captured the police headquarters, the governor's compound and the prison in the city. Health officials in Kunduz said 14 bodies, including those of women and children, and more than 30 injured people have been taken to hospital. Now, sports news. The 32nd Summer Olympics comes to an end today amid a grand ceremony in the National Stadium of Tokyo. The Tokyo flame, which burned brightly throughout the 17 days of the Games, got extinguished tonight in Japan. Tokyo Governor Koike Yuriko has handed over the Olympic flag to Mayor of Paris Anne Hidalgo as the 33rd Olympic was set to be held in Paris. Addressing the closing ceremony, International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach said the first postponed Olympic Games were only made a reality because of the unified and powerful support of so many people. He thanked all who extended the helping hands for the completion of the game. Meanwhile, the United States won the most gold medals at the Tokyo Olympics, topping the table for the third consecutive games with 113 medals, including 39 goals. China and Japan followed after both made remarkable strides. Chinese athletes are going home with 88 medals, including 38 goals, while the host country, Japan, came in the third position with 27 goals. Likewise, in South Asia, India collected 7 medals in the Olympics, including a gold medal. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Province 1 and Bagmati Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of ruling alliance unveiled government's common minimum programs. Government to ensure cost-free anti-COVID-19 vaccines to all citizens by mid-April. Health Ministry confirms 55 corona-related deaths today, the highest figure since 20th of June. And 32nd Summer Olympic concludes in Tokyo. U.S. leads medal tally with 113 medals, including 39 goals. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.